This show is brought to you by Safety FM. Can't put me in a box, knock me down, I get back on top. I keep on guessing, I keep messing with their heads, and I won't stop, cause I'm confident, I'm fly, most likely to blow your mind. You think you know me? I'd like to see you try, cause you should know by now, you can't figure me out, no. You should know by now, you should know by now that I gotta switch it up. You say or think or do, the way you live your life is up to you.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is, even on a Freeform Friday. No doubt about that. Anyways, today is Friday, June the 6th of 2025. Day 157th of the year, and only 208 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Rio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our Canadians, U.S., and U.K. friends, and there's some Mexico tied in there as well, but we'll leave it here or there. So, yeah, here we are, Freeform Friday. So what does that mean for you? Well, it's catch-up day. No, not like the condiment, but like catch-up day where we get to play catch-up for all the things that we didn't get to talk about throughout the week. So, yeah, it'll be a fun time as we're going through that multiverse of things. Freeform Friday is the way that things are done. Just the way that it is. So, lot more stories, not so much of a main quote unquote story, but we will kind of go through all the jibber jabber of everything that's going on. So, if you're ready to go, we can start doing all that fun stuff. So, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Audio, video, text messaging are the three options that you'll get over there. I will tell you that once you do the little text, I get a little message over here. I take a look. We kind of go and move the stuff that general direction. Some of the news stories that come through sometimes come through there as well. So just for information purposes as we are talking. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start looking at what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Was there a little breakup that was trending online? I think there was. Or maybe it was a swerve. I don't know. Anyway, so let's talk about some notable and noteworthy. A rescue dog harrowing journey through the coastal southern England. We'll talk about that. Also, Taylor Swift is dethroned as the world's youngest self-made billionaire. Also, a Harry Potter star heads to Broadway, and Donald Trump's golf game is a topic of The View. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And also, does Megan Sussex even know what's happening in her own business. We'll talk about that inside of the Royals. So, there he is. A lot of stuff, little time, a lot of things to discuss and talk about today. So, if you are good, I'm good. We'll bring in our friends from Feature Story News because they have some stories and some features that they want to go over with you as everything is going across inside of this level of the multiverse because there is no other way around this one. So if you're good to go, let's do it right now. So Feature Story News people coming in right now as we are doing all of our stuff.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Donald Trump and Elon Musk's relationship has imploded with the pair insulting each other on camera and online. President Trump's threatening to take away public contracts awarded to Tesla, with the electric vehicle maker's shares slumping as a result. Tesla owner Musk claimed without evidence on his social media platform X that Donald Trump appears in files about sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It comes after Elon Musk fiercely opposed the Trump administration's signature spending bill, as Brad Gibson from CBS News reports.
This is the day Donald Trump and Elon Musk finally went from bosom buddies to public enemies, and it got really ugly quickly. The president said Musk had gone crazy, and when someone tweeted that Trump should be impeached, Musk replied, yes. A very different take for a guy that a year ago gave him millions of dollars to win the presidency.
Israel's prime minister says the country's arming a group in Gaza that's opposed to Hamas. Benjamin Netanyahu says giving the group weapons makes Israeli soldiers safer. Some Israeli politicians say he's endangering Israeli security. US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed to further trade talks aimed at resolving disputes over tariffs and supplies of rare earth minerals. The promise of fresh discussions follows a phone conversation between the two leaders, which President Trump described as very positive. Laura Westbrook reports.
It was the first time the two leaders are known to have spoken since the trade war soured relations. According to Chinese state media, President Xi Jinping said that cooperation and dialogue are the only correct choice for China and the United States. It added that Xi had invited Donald Trump to visit China and said the United States should withdraw negative measures against his country. Last month, the world's two biggest economies agreed to a temporary truce to roll back tariffs in a meeting in Geneva. But in recent weeks, both countries have accused the other of violating that agreement, with China clamping down on exports of rare minerals and the United States planning to revoke Chinese student visas. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Nigel Farage says his departing party chairman Zia Yusuf, who suddenly quit Reform UK, had clearly had enough. Zia Yusuf had described calls by Reform's newest MP to ban the burqa as dumb. A few hours later, he announced he was leaving, and Aggie Chambray, political correspondent, says there'd been no sense of a power struggle between him and the party leader.
He seemed so well liked within the party. When I spoke to people, they said, you know, this is a rising star. He's barely been in politics. He hasn't been media trained, but look at him on the media. And he was a real performer. He'd known Nigel Farage for a decade, and he was talking about how Reform UK couldn't have had the results they had in the local elections and in Runcorn if it wasn't for Nigel Farage, and basically laid it all at Nigel Farage's door.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the now blazing row between President Donald Trump and Elon Musk. How did things go so wrong so quickly? Michael Wolff, author of several books on Trump's two terms in office, says the breakup in the bromance is no surprise.
All relationships with Donald Trump break up, end in tears. I mean, they end in public humiliation, public firing, indictments, nothing. Literally, if you go back to the first administration, 100% of the relationships within the White House came a serious cropper. And I don't know why people think that it's going to be different for them, but certainly Elon did think that was the case. Elon has maybe recourse. I mean, it is now the most powerful man in the world against the richest man in the world. That can be explosive.
In many ways, it is extraordinary that a relationship between the two men that was only forged in the later stages of the presidential election last year endured for so long. But now the gloves are off, trench warfare is underway, and unless one of them blinks, it is very hard to see how they will agree to bury the hatchet, with Mr. Musk even now suggesting it's time to fund a centrist political party in the USA. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Donald Trump and Elon Musk's relationship has imploded, with the pair insulting each other on camera and online. Israel's prime minister has confirmed the country's arming a group in Gaza that's opposed to Hamas. US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed to further trade talks. And Nigel Farage says his departing party chairman Zia Youssef, who has suddenly quit Reform UK, had clearly had enough. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Beatdown Rated R Safety Show.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live. Inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns, and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does.
heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and invest, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Oh, yes, it's all good on Radio Big and on Safety FM as we are hanging out doing our thing on this Freeform Friday. No doubt about that one. So let's go ahead and get into all the minutiae of everything that's going on inside of the world because, hey, it's going to be a fun one today, no doubt about that. The once productive partnership between Elon Musk and President Trump imploded in spectacular form on Thursday. With the two men trading barbs and in hurling insults on social media, because that's what two grown adults do. Earlier this week, Musk started posting in opposition of the One Big Beautiful Bill, insisting that it didn't go far enough in cutting spending. He continued his public disapproval of the package on Thursday morning, leading reporters to ask Trump about Musk's statement. In turn, Trump rather diplomatically said, "Elon and I have a great relationship. I don't know if we will anymore." Later, Trump suggested on social media that the government could end its subsidies to Musk-owned companies in effort to reduce the deficit. The post sent Tesla stock tanking down over 11%, and then Musk accused Trump of withholding the Jeffrey Epstein files because Trump himself is implicated in the documents. Ratcheting up the pressure, Musk later reposted the ex comment who called Trump to be impeached and replaced with Vice President J.D. Vance. The fallout provided Democrats a reprieve from their infighting that has for now been created a rift in MAGA. Among the tech bros types who Musk bought into the fold at the launch of the defense of Trump. So I don't know. This is going to get really interesting as we are moving forward. I look at it from the standpoint that I go, if it's all moving forward in this particular format and the relationship is all of a sudden going bonkers because of social media and Trump owns the social media, company or is involved with one heavily with, his Truth Social. And then you got X with the stuff that Elon's doing, it's going to get weird. It's going to get weird because now what's going to happen with Tesla and all the infrastructure of EVs that has been such a big thing for a while. So I don't know. It gets pretty interesting as, people combat in the press or in the public eye.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yeah, someone's trying to be entertaining, all right. Anyways, the commercial space sector continues to grow, and now the company which services tugging satellites into space to different orbits. Impulse Space Founder. Yes, Impulse Space Founder. Tom Mueller was once the original employee at SpaceX and led much of the rocket development program there for a decade. Now he's raised $450 million in the last 2 years, first with $150 million last year and another $300 million announced this week. The company says that it has contracts worth $200 million from 30 different commercial companies. Impulse will use the new funds to staff up to 300 employees by the year end and move to a larger facility. Tugging satellites around in a very new market, the company like SpaceX and competitors Rocket Lab and Blue Origin make money by putting commercial satellites into orbit. They often include multiple satellites from different companies on a single launch to lessen the cost of individual customers. That also means that satellites need assistance in space to get into the proper orbit. Impulse and companies like that are meeting this novel need to scale. This is according to Axios and Arctechnica in regards to the information. So, should we start talking about this now? Because this is going to become a conversation. If it's not now, it will probably become a conversation here in the next few years of space garbage, space junk. Because you know that there's going to be some of these satellites that are out of orbit or that don't even function anymore, that are just kind of hanging around. So what it always boils down to, it seems like, is how much money do you have to get one of these things inside of the atmosphere, inside of the orbiting sequence of stuff, in regards to how this needs to move. And exactly as you look at this, like I remember when Sirius or XM back in the day was talking about satellite radio and how it would work and the delay. And they kept on talking a lot about solar flares, how solar flares could cause issues with the signal. And they normally had a specific time of the year that they thought that this would be a bigger issue than others. And it was normally referenced inside of the terms of service. So is this something that other satellite companies are talking about? And right now as we speak, would you go to a satellite phone? Think about this just for a moment. Like hang with me as I go through this. Would you move your phone system from a traditional style phone to going into satellite? Knowing how all these companies are doing this. Like, I am still surprised that Elon Musk and his group have not released a phone service. Think about it just for a moment. Think about it for just a moment. He has all these satellite systems already out there for internet service. So how difficult would it be to add on a phone service into this? I mean, I think we've talked about it before here, and I know that he's done some stuff with T-Mobile, but I just look at it and I go, why do they not have their own? I think it would work. Just you would have to have the device to get it to, you know, do the work. But I think it's something that the infrastructure is probably already there. I mean, Starlink is pretty much everywhere at this point, so I don't know. What do I know? I'm not a business person. I'm a radio person. Or maybe something like that. Or I'm just on the radio. Who knows? Anyways, let's continue talking about some other stuff. A 5-year-old golden retriever is alive and well more than a month after going missing from her family's home in southern England and having one heck of an adventure along the way. The dog Amber first arrived in the UK from Qatar at the end of April, though, through an animal rescue charity that was placed the pooch with a foster family while looking for a permanent home. But during the first night with the foster owners, the dog managed to jump over the 8-foot-tall fence and ran off. The family and the charity began a public campaign to find Amber, who was spotted more than 70 miles in a port town and later on the island that would have been required her to swim a mile. Anytime that she was approached, she'd bolt. Eventually, the dog was spotted barely afloat, exhausted, and a 2-man ferry crew and lowered their ladder to help her get into their boat. One of the men even dived into to help Amber climb up. Within hours of posting about the dog on social media, trying to track down her home, she was reconnected with the charity, and thanks to the big public awareness campaign trying to track her down. The charity hopes the publicity of the story helped Amber find a permanent home soon. This is according to the Washington Post. So I'm starting to think here, maybe this home needs to have a 16-foot gates, ladders, not ladders, but really fences at this particular point. Because, man, does that get weird quick if she's jumping an 8-footer. So maybe the 16-footer is the way to go.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so forget delivery drones. Amazon is testing humanoid robots that could one day be deployed from trucks to drop packages at customers' front doors. At the company's San Francisco office, an obstacle course about the size of the coffee shop has been built to test and develop artificial intelligence technology. The robots could one day be used to speed up the delivery routes, allowing drivers to stay behind the wheel or perhaps someday even be passengers for autonomously driven trucks. One professor of robot technology tells The Information that if all driveways and houses were uniform, the technology might already be out in the wild, but they need to test all kinds of variables, including landscaping, children, pets, and stairs. This is according to The Guardian. So listen, let's talk about some of this stuff real quick, because I think that this is going to be important. Have you been in a Tesla? And I'm going to go Tesla brand specific here, not because Elon Musk is in the news, but because we need to talk about it. Have you been in a Tesla that has full self-driving supervised? If you have not, and I'm talking about with the up-to-date release, you should probably take a look. And I'm saying up-to-date release for June the 6th of 2025. So just in case if you're listening to this later in the future. The technology is pretty awesome. It is able to do a lot of things. Of course, you still need to pay attention to what's going on, which means that when we get to full self-driving unsupervised, it's going to be pretty interesting to see. But if you're able to take a look at this technology on what it is able to do alone, it's pretty amazing. So if we start incorporating those things, and then now we talk about humanoids. Now, let's talk about this for just a brief moment in time. There are a lot of companies out there right now that are recording what workers are doing. In essence, doing this for eventually they can program their AI to do the same work. Let's be realistic. So we are talking that in the near future, we might be in a space where all of this stuff combines into one thing where it's able to do this stuff. So that's some stuff to think about.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so a bagpiper and his wife met the wrath of a 76-year-old Texan, Unica Isler, who became enraged with the playing of in a local park. According to eyewitnesses, Isler aggressively confronted the Scotland native Scott Gibb and his wife with her cell phone while threatening to seek her judge husband on them. Her husband did eventually show up to the scene, though was not part of the incident. During the confrontation, Isler suffered a black eye after she tripped while attempting to grab Gibb. The shiner is seen in the mugshot after she was arrested for assault and bodily injury. Meanwhile, Gibb told the local news outlet KTRK that the experience was, well, Texans just love the sound of a pipe. And the incident was just one of a few negative responses that he has received. Really? We're going that far now? When it comes to this stuff? Okay. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff going on inside of the world of the news, because that's what we do. House of Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has subpoenaed Joe Biden, former White House doctor, to give a testimony about Biden's health and cognitive decline. It will likely amount to nothing, though, given to the doctor-patient confidentiality. I know. Why are we even wasting time with this? Meanwhile, former staffers for Joe Biden have been leaking all over the place following KJPN book announcement. According to Alec Thompson, who co-wrote Original Sin with Jake Tapper, and one of the few voices asking for appropriate questions about Biden's mental capacities, even when that was the mainstream media taboo, KJP's former colleague are now admitting that she was a disaster as White House press secretary. One says the KJP was one of the most ineffectual and unprepared people I've ever worked with, adding that she didn't know how to manage a team. didn't know how to shape or deliver a message, and often created more problems than she solved. Another adds that a book deal, it is difficult to see if this is anything but a bizarre cash grab. Yet another one says that the amount of time that she spent coding, Jean-Pierre, it says coding, not coddling. It should say coddling, probably. Coding and abusing her astronomically compared to the attention of her actual matters of substance. Worth remembering, it was reported that Joe Biden's inner circle tried to get KGP a cushy private sector job to oust her from behind the podium and replace her with Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. But she refused. So there you go. Should we go longer with this? Let's do that. Meanwhile, House Oversight Committee Chairman John Cornyn intends to interview the staffers closest to the former President Joe Biden. While most Americans won't recognize names like Mike Donaldson, Bruce Reed, or Steve Ricci, these men have been the power players with the Biden's inner circle for decades and have been key players in multiple books about the 2024 campaign and Biden's decline. Comer says that he'll issue subpoenas and get men on the record even if they don't agree to testify. Meanwhile, as President Trump orders the White House to House counsel and attorney general to investigate whether the auto pen was improperly used during Biden's presidency, the former president on Wednesday published a statement insisting that he was in charge all along. Let me be clear. I made the decisions during my presidency. I made the decisions about the pardons, executive orders, legislations, and proclamations. Any suggestions that I didn't is ridiculous and false. So there you go. So, of course, Biden published these words in a written statement. They weren't on camera with all the reporting of the White House, who has been running the staffers, issuing proclamations and making moves. So I don't know. It's going to get more and more interesting as we are talking. Anyways, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow lost about 108 points to close at 42,319 on Thursday. And the S&P lost about 31 points to close at 5,939. The NASDAQ lost 162 points to close at 19,298. And West Texas Intermediate closed at $63 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $65 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.14 on Thursday. And Bitcoin tanked on Thursday, down over 3% and trading around $101,500. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $223 million jackpot or a $99.4 million cash payout. So be on the lookout there. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $44 million jackpot or a $19.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. With that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's get into some news.
Here is the news on the Rosenthal Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Hong Kong, I'm Laura Westbrook. Donald Trump and Elon Musk's relationship has imploded, with the pair insulting each other on camera and online. President Trump is threatening to take away public contracts awarded to Tesla, with the electric vehicle maker's shares slumping as a result. Tesla owner Musk claimed without evidence on his social media platform X that Donald Trump appears in files about sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It comes as Elon Musk fiercely opposed the Trump administration's signature spending bill, as Brad Gibson from CBS News reports.
This is the day Donald Trump and Elon Musk finally went from bosom buddies to public enemies, and it got really ugly quickly. The president said Musk had gone crazy, and when someone tweeted that Trump should be impeached, Musk replied, "Yes." A very different take for a guy that a year ago gave him millions of dollars to win the presidency.
At least four people have reportedly been arrested, and top police officials have been suspended in connection with a stampede outside a stadium in the Indian city of Bangalore this week. The stampede took place as fans gathered to celebrate the victory of the city's team in the India Premier League cricket tournament. More than 200,000 people reportedly turned up for the parade, although police had anticipated only half that number. The stadium where the celebrations were held has a capacity of 32,000.
India cricket coach Gautam Gambhir has criticised the decision to host the victory parade and says his heart goes out to those affected. Rebecca Bundin reports.
Indian media reports that among the four people who have been arrested in connection with the disaster is a top marketing officer from the Royal Challengers Bengaluru team, which organised the celebration, along with individuals from an event management company. The stadium has a capacity of 35,000, but the state government says 250,000 people gathered around the venue, and the stampede is understood to have taken place when people without passes tried to force their way into the venue. A magisterial inquiry is taking place, and the matter is also going through the Karnataka High Court.
French dock workers in a southern port are blocking the shipment of military material bound for Israel. Their union says the move is in protest at Israeli actions against Palestinians in Gaza. Ross Cullen reports.
Dockers at the southern port of Fos-sur-Mer have refused to load crates of links used to assist the rapid fire of bullets. The CGT trade union says the small metal pieces are used to connect machine gun bullets and said it was refusing to, quote, participate in the ongoing genocide orchestrated by the Israeli government. Israel strongly denies it's carrying out genocide in its ongoing military campaign in Gaza. It comes as the French president suggests he could introduce measures against Israel in the coming days and ahead of France's anticipated official recognition of Palestine.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. With more today on the now blazing row between President Donald Trump and Elon Musk, how did things go so wrong so quickly? Michael Wolff, author of several books on Trump's two terms in office, says the breakup in the bromance is no surprise.
All relationships with Donald Trump break up, end in tears. I mean, they end in public humiliation, public firing, indictments, nothing. Literally, if you go back to the first administration, 100% of the relationships within the White House came a serious cropper. And I don't know why people think that it's going to be different for them, but certainly Elon did think that was the case. Elon has maybe recourse. I mean, it is now the most powerful man in the world against the richest man in the world. That can be explosive.
In many ways, it is extraordinary that a relationship between the two men that was only forged in the later stages of the presidential election last year endured for so long. But now the gloves are off, trench warfare is underway, and unless one of them blinks, it is very hard to see how they will agree to bury the hatchet, with Mr. Musk even now suggesting it's time to fund a centrist political party in the USA. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. U.S. President Donald Trump and his former advisor Elon Musk trade insults on social media as their row erupts in public view. Police in India have arrested at least four people in connection with the fatal crowd crush that took place in the southern city of Bangalore. French dock workers at a port in the south of the country are blocking the shipment of military material bound for Israel in protest against Israel's actions in Gaza. And that is the latest feature story news. Laura Westbrook reporting.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation. The structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative. And smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission. About what happens when slogans replace stories. When safety becomes marketing. And when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author, Jay Allen. PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked.
This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now, he or she is on the deed of your home, and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most, and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens.
Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Green stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Back on top, I keep on guessing. I keep messing with their heads and I won't stop. Cause I'm confident, I'm fly, most likely to blow your mind. You think you know me? I'd like to see you try. Cause you should know by now, you can't figure me out, no. You should know by now, you should know by now that...
Oh, it sounds like we gotta switch it up. That's what's going on here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, I gotta switch it up.
Make my own rules, play my own games. I don't give a what you say or think or do the way you
look. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So there you go.
Just let it roll, just let me be.
This is NLZE.
You should know by now.
With Switch It Up. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Gotta switch it up, gotta switch it up. So there you go. Give it a little streamer-eamer action if you don't mind. We'd like to thank Lindsay for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show.
I know I confuse you.
Yep. 46 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely freeform Friday. Yeah, we're giving you all the info that we got because, hey, why would we not do that? You know what I'm saying there? So let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. To Write Love on Our Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, and trauma, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Yep, go there. It can change your life. And if it doesn't change yours, it can change somebody else's inside of your inner circle or that you might want to be able to help. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Okay, let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse today. Let's see. The ritual comes out today based on a true events, two priests, one questioning his faith and one reckoning with his past troubles, must put aside their differences to save a possessed young woman through a dangerous, serious exorcism. So there you go. That comes out today. It is a horror movie based on what it says. Also from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, rated R, comes out today, taking place during the events of John Wick Chapter 3. Eve Macaro begins her training in the assassin tradition of the Ruska Roma. So that comes out today. Considered an action movie, just so you know. Action thriller. Also, Dangerous Animals. It's a horror mystery movie. A shark-obsessed serial killer holds a rebellious surfer captive on his boat. Racing against time, she must figure out how to escape before he carries out a ritualistic shark feeding. So those are all the available things for you today if you're looking. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. No plan and definitely no pan. This may be one no surprise to you, but Gen Z does not shop for groceries in the same way that their parents did. Instead of filling carts with fresh meat and produce like older generation, Gen Z is all about speed and convenience. Think frozen meals, dairy, and anything you can grab and go. That's according to Nielsen Q Colleen McGinnis, who explained in a recent industry event that fresh food just doesn't have the same pull for those born between 1997 and 2012. They want minimal prep and maximum ease when they're shopping more often because of it. In fact, Gen Z is 41% more likely to hit the store more than 9 times in a week, but don't expect them to list or meal plan. They usually decide what they are going to do once they get to the store. They're also super versatile, splitting their shopping between in-store and online more than any other generation, of course. Add in apps and Uber Eats and auto ship groceries services, fast food, and it's clear the Gen Z convenience is king. Interestingly, though, many Gen Zers see grocery shopping as a flex, something that's worth splurging on even more than traveling or dining out. 9 trips to the store in a week, and they still don't have anything to make for dinner. Not me. I shop more like I'm cooking for a show, and I eat cereal for dinner. So there you go. I don't know. It's one of those weird things there. Of course it's going to be, they're going to do things differently because of the conveniences available that wasn't available for other people at the time. It's not that hard to figure out. Just saying. Anyways, let's talk about some stuff more positively here. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and get started with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Dave. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The reward of a thing well done is having it done." There are times when I have a daunting project that I put off way too long. I think that somehow it'll be better if I do this one later. It never is, by the way. As a matter of fact, it's probably worse to do it later. It just gives you more time to overthink the project, to second guess yourself about what you should do and how this project should go. When you have a daunting task, don't let it hold you down forever. Don't let that project win. Make it a top priority and tackle that task with all of the energy and optimism you can muster. Then, when it's done, you can sit back and smile.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Recently, I was asked why we invite Jesus to be present in our worship services. Hasn't he promised to be in your anytime two or three of you gather in his name? I responded by explaining that the abiding presence of the Lord is always with us, but we are praying for his manifest presence. His abiding presence sustains us until his manifest presence delivers us. Acts 4 says, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. That's the manifest presence. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the promise of your presence. Now manifest your power that we may speak the word of God boldly. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenthal Safety Show.
China has condemned remarks by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio concerning the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Beijing labeled Rubio's comments as an attack on China's internal affairs.
The Chinese government maintains that discussions about Tiananmen are attempts to undermine its sovereignty. Rubio's statements were part of a broader U.S. call for human rights accountability. The exchange highlights ongoing diplomatic friction between the two nations. Observers note that such tensions could impact future bilateral relations. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A U.S.-Israeli-supported humanitarian group has temporarily halted food distribution in Gaza following deadly shootings near its aid centers.
The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation reports at least 80 Palestinians have been killed near or en route to its sites since operations began. Israeli forces acknowledged firing in some incidents, citing threats from individuals who ignored warnings. The foundation is working with Israeli authorities to enhance safety measures. Concurrently, Israeli airstrikes have resulted in additional civilian casualties. Liam White reporting.
A Kremlin spokesperson stated that an explosion on the Kerch Strait Bridge caused no damage.
Ukraine's government believes increased sanctions could pressure Russia into peace negotiations. The bridge, connecting Russia to Crimea, has been a strategic target since the conflict began. Despite the explosion, Russia maintains that the bridge remains operational. The situation underscores the ongoing tensions in the region. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Air quality alerts have been issued across multiple U.S. states due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. The smoke has led to hazy skies and health advisories in affected areas.
Officials recommend that residents limit outdoor activities and use air purifiers indoors. The wildfires in Canada have been exacerbated by dry conditions and high temperatures. Meteorologists predict that the smoke will persist in the coming days. Public health agencies continue to monitor the situation closely. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Scientists are conducting field research into severe hailstorms across Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. The initiative aims to understand hail formation and its impact on infrastructure.
Using radar trucks, drones, and weather balloons, researchers collect data on hailstones, some exceeding 5 inches in diameter. The project seeks to improve forecasting and develop hail-resistant materials. Hail causes approximately $10 billion in damages annually in the U.S. Insights from this study could lead to better mitigation strategies. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Travel experts predict that the upcoming summer season will be one of the busiest for U.S. airports and highways.
To save on airfare, travelers are advised to book early and consider flying on less popular days. Airlines are adding more flights to meet the surge in demand. Road trips are also expected to rise, with many opting for domestic travel. Authorities recommend planning ahead to avoid delays and overcrowding. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Real big.
That sounds like a good plan to me. Let's not wait and just move forward. That sounds like the things that we should be doing. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy dies at 42 years of age. He succumbed to a gunshot wounds that he received the previous night. The shooter was a Palestinian native. So that happened back on this date, back in 1968. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Toby Wallace turns 30. Paula Bloconte turns 36. Daniel Logan, 38. Cameron Britton turns 39. Drew McIntyre turns 40. Paul Giamatti turns 58. Cam Neely turns 60. Jason Isaacs turns 62. Carol Baskin turns 64. Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger frame turns 78. And Tommy Smith turns 81. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's National Higher Education Day, National Donut Day, and National Drive-In Movie Day. So do you have the donut at the drive-in movie while you're celebrating your education? I'm just trying to figure that out because maybe that's something to think about. Anyways, what else do we have for you? Let's see. If you need a question for the water cooler, I have that for you. In the average kitchen, there's about six of these. What are they? Refrigerator magnets. If you need a random joke for today, try this one. I'm writing a book about beer. It's going well. I'm on the fourth draft. If you need a question for the water cooler, well, no, I already did that one. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What do you spend way too much money on? Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Friday. So just to let you know, we will not be here next week. We are gone and about because of, that summer break thing. So we will be gone next week. So we'll be doing best of on Safety FM and Radio Big of this show as we are talking. So there you go. Information-wise, that way you have that information going on for you. So best of next week. Just no video, just so you know ahead of time. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. If you want to hang out with me, I'll be going over to Radio Big for the next couple hours or so. If you want to go over there, if you don't, that is fine. That's RadioBig.fm. If you don't want to go over there and you want to stay here with Sheldon Primus coming in talking about the world of safety consulting, that's coming up here in just a few moments. So thank you for always being the best part. I'll see you in a week. If I don't see you before then, if I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. When you love what you have everything you need. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Freaking me out. No, you should know by now. You should know by now that I gotta switch it up.